Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 12, 2015, Priscilla Presley joins U.S. Postmaster General Megan Brennan in announcing that the Elvis Presley Forever stamp would now be available nationwide. On this day in 1985, 43-year-old Kiyo Sakamoto, the first Japanese artist to have a number one hit in the U.S. with Sukiyaki in 1963, is killed when Japan Airlines Flight 123 crashes into Mount Tarumagara during a flight from Tokyo International Airport to Osaka International Airport, Japan. Only four of the 524 people on board survived. It was the deadliest single aircraft accident in history in Japan. In the months after the crash, domestic air travel decreased by as much as 25%. To this day, Japan Airlines no longer uses flight number 123. On this day, in 1982, R&B singer Joe Tex dies of a heart attack at the age of 44. He is most often remembered for his hits I Gotcha, which made it to number 2 in 1972, and Skinny Legs and All, number 10 in 1967. On this day in 1978, the Commodores have their first U.S. number one single with Three Times a Lady. Lionel Richie would later explain that he wrote the song after hearing his father give a touching speech at his 37th anniversary party. On this day in 1970, Janis Joplin performs her final concert at Harvard Stadium to a packed house of 10,000. She would die of a drug overdose less than 2 months later. And on this day, August 12, 1957, a superstar releases his first of over 200 singles. He has sold 350 million albums during his career. Who is he, and what is his first million seller, which was released on this day in 1957? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, August 12, 1957, a superstar releases his first of over 200 singles. He has sold 350 million albums during his career. His first release is a giant hit. Here's Johnny Mathis and Chances Are.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. My heart, your valentine. you think.